to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is going on? Y'all know what time it is. That sound, the three. I stopped myself. The K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, yes. Every now and then, still, I get the two podcasts mixed up for whatever I do. I do a NASCAR podcast, but this is not what it is right now. This is the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition on this Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Eddie Greer here with a quick update on some other news. And we have not talked about men's golf, so we're going to do that right here. And also, we have another player of the week from the baseball team coming up. But yes, Corn is just on the outside eve of K-State getting ready for first pitch against Missouri, their final midweek matchup here on the schedule here. Obviously, it's a one-game battle between next-door neighbor foes. So we'll see what happens. Can K-State continue their momentum? Of course, they took 2 of 3 from West Virginia over the weekend as well. So we'll definitely more on that matchup when it's over. Of course, I'll have that, all of that, on tomorrow's edition of the, I almost said it again, the Purple Project Podcast. And I might sneak in there a little NFL draft preview focusing on K-State as well. And then tomorrow, actually, kind of a big day for the podcast. Along with that, the weekly edition will be recorded as well. And that will be posted on Thursday instead of Friday because the NFL draft will be going on the second and third rounds of that draft. So I wanted to get posted a day early so let you Wildcat fans know about that. Speaking of which, the men's golf team involved in the Big 12 Championship. I talked about a little bit about the women's last week on this very podcast. We haven't talked about much the golf team this year, and that's probably my fault. But hey, this is the Pro Project Podcast, Wildcat Nation, where we talk about trying to get everybody involved in that. And this was originally supposed to be track as well, but wanted to get golf in here. Track's coming up. Don't worry about that, folks. But golf team right now, after today, third round coverage, they tallied the second best score today at the Big 12 Championships in Hutchinson, Kansas. That's 2 hours away from Manhattan, I believe, or an hour and a half and change somewhere in there. I have been to Hutchinson a couple times as well. Grant Robbins, the head coach for the men's team, said they, quote, "We played very well today," summarizing what he said. "We didn't finish the way we wanted, but overall, it was a very solid round. The conditions and course setup were more favorable for scoring, and I thought we did a good job of staying in the process and staying focused on the next shot. We just have to continue that mindset and go out and keep fighting for every shot tomorrow." Of course, tomorrow is going to be the last round of this tournament, and K-State made some progress today as well. And they were led by today Will Hopkins and sophomore Tim Tillsman's bounce back in this round, moving up, each of them moving up in the individual rounds, 12 spots today, up the leaderboard, following rounds of 2 under par 68. And right now that duo of Tillsman's and Hopkins are locked up 33rd place at 15 over par. Some more notes here. Freshman Luke O'Neill carded a 70 today and continues to pace the Wildcats, sitting in a tie for 20th. That is the best for the K-State men's golf at this point in time. 20th with 11 over par, 227. Also, sophomore Ricardo Leo shot a par 72, 2 over, while graduate student Jacob Inklug, I butchered it. But anyway, Jacob Eklund is tied for 46, 18 over par after shooting a 4 over today, 74 par as well. They got some tough competition in here as well. There are 3 top 10 teams that K-State's involved with here, including number 1 OU, number 3 Oklahoma State, and number 7 Texas. They're dealing with those teams as well. And K-State will tee off that final round coverage in the morning, tomorrow morning, just after 8:15, as well. You can follow that, their progress, on the K-State Sports website as well. And I think I missed the team aspect of it there. I think they moved ahead. I know they moved ahead of Kansas a little bit. It got, obviously, KU. So that's that on that. So the men's golf team there had a big day today. So that's good for them as well. And back on the diamond to kind of close this out here for tonight's daily edition here, as they're about to start first pitch of the Mizzou game again. We'll have all the reaction of that tomorrow on the Pearl Project Podcast Daily, and probably on the weekly as well. I don't want to talk about too much about baseball on that weekly, because I wanted to focus on football and also the NFL tomorrow. So kind of a special edition tomorrow, so I want to focus on that. But meanwhile, that's why I try to do all these dailies and focus on everybody else, Wildcat Nation. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here bringing you some news on your guy on the mound, Connor McCullough. Well, he's not on the mound tonight, I don't think. But anyways, that's not the point. Connor McCullough, TAB, Big 12 Pitcher of the Week. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday McCullough carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning in the 5-2 victory in Game 2 against West Virginia last weekend, as he retired 16 of 17 of the Mountaineers that he faced. The righty struck out 8 without issuing a walk. That's huge right there. I mean, you see it all the time in Major League Baseball. Walks kill you. Every time, whether it's 2-out walk, 1-out walk, or a leadoff walks definitely hurt you. So that's huge. Connor McCullough obviously follows, Jordan Wicks in that rotation as well. You got Ekberg in there as well. Casey Ford had a big outing in Game 3 as well. So McCullough getting the job done right there as well. And then kind of to close it out right here, that outing right there by Connor, third quality start of the season. In his sixth of his career, he's logged 7 innings in his. He's logged in 7 innings in 3 times this year. And then West Virginia's batting average against him, not even close, under a buck. When I read that, I was like, oh my goodness. So yeah, that's why as well. And then speaking of Jordan Wicks, he joins his ace friend, who was named Pitcher of the Week after the season opening weekend this year, as the only Wildcats to collect a weekly conference honor this year. So that 1-2 punch, I know that listening to a previous podcast on the Power Cat podcast, shout out, the fact that, you know, K-State's going to be getting themselves into the postseason, they're going to need a 1-2-3 type of rotation. Well, I think, as we've seen this year, we know they got a definite 1-2 punch of Jordan Wicks and Connor McCullough, and both of them getting honored this year as the Big 12 Player of the Week. Wicks in the beginning of the year, and now the number 2 starter on that K-State pitching rotation. That's what the word I'm looking for, the rotation for Pete Hughes' squad, as they look to knock off Missouri this evening. Again, we'll have full recap of that tomorrow as well. Eddie Greer signing off. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.